there does seem to be agreement that as short as his time was in Buffalo, Mark Twain was quite transformed as far as his writing goes because of his time in Buffalo.
Absolutely. It was a transformative period for him because his first book, Innocents Abroad, became a blockbuster hit almost instantly. It sold 30,000 copies within its first 3 months. And this is shortly after he moves to Buffalo in August 1869. And I think what the Buffalo years taught him was that he was a writer and not a journalist. And he needed that time for reflection, for observation, and the day-to-day grind of making deadlines, of managing a newsroom was not to his liking. So he liked the comfortable lifestyle he had. He wrote to a friend, "I have a lovely wife and a lovely home." But it was also the realization that he could make a comfortable living as a writer. And so by the time he left 18 months later with Olivia to Elmira and then off to Hartford, he was a writer. And part of the reason why they moved to Hartford was that he could be closer to his editor in Boston.
What common themes did he write about?
Well, he wrote a column called People and Things. And he jazzed it up a bit. He made it gossipy. It probably was borderline tall tale, like The Onion today. The police blotter, which was quite tedious, of just reportage of court cases, he completely renovated that by making it a forum for humor and sarcasm. And more than that, he's been critiqued for turning the newspaper into his own self-promotion machine. He advertised a lot about Innocents Abroad, about his book, his literary interests. He promised his readers he wouldn't punish them with poetry. And, you know, he had this kind of sarcastic sense of humor throughout his writings. But it's not seen as a sort of serious period of Twain's own work. And I think he just had a lot of fun with bringing humor into it. He also used it as a PR machine for his father-in-law as well, Jervis Langhorne, which was a very important move because he was a coal magnate and he was anti-union. And so, believe it or not, Twain used the Buffalo News to do anti-union propaganda at points to benefit the reputation of his father-in-law, who in fact paid his third interest in the newspaper and also paid for his mansion on Delaware Avenue as a wedding gift.
Later on, we did see some very heavy themes like classism, discrimination, political corruption, and then he did kind of turn on big business and was very critical of them.
What is important about Buffalo, it was not only the transitional point where Twain realized that he was a writer rather than a journalist, but he began to rethink his views on race. Jervis Langdon, he was a coal magnate, but he was also an ardent abolitionist. And he was part of the Underground Railroad in upstate New York. Beginning in the 1830s and 1840s, he funded it. He credited for helping Frederick Douglass escape to New York State. So I think being in this incredibly liberal abolitionist milieu, Twain began to really rethink his Southern roots. And he admits in his autobiography that growing up in Missouri, he didn't think twice about slavery and the ethics of slavery. And, you know, neither did he really consider slavery and his condescending remarks about African Americans when he was out west. It was when he came to Buffalo that he really started rethinking things. And while he was in Buffalo, he published his first story in the Atlantic Monthly, and it was called A True Story. And in it, it is a profile, a portrait of Rachel, who was a chef at the Quarry Farm, the Langdon's family farm in Elmira. And she recounts when she was enslaved, she was auctioned off in Richmond, and she was separated from her husband and her children. And her youngest son shouted out to her at the auction, "I will run away, and I will find you and buy your freedom." And Twain was incredibly moved by these stories from Rachel. And this was really his first major piece that he published in the Atlantic Monthly. And it really shows, I think, Twain's evolution as a thinker on race and his rethinking of his very kind of Southern Confederate childhood.